Tonight's topic is a topic not so commonly discussed, but as we'll see tonight, very important and should be discussed. We're going to discuss this evening the idea that a person is supposed to make, or should make, a minimal of 100 brachas daily. And the importance and value and the halachic background behind reciting at least 100 brachas a day. The sugya starts off with the Gemara Menachos, based on a pasuk in last week's parsha. The Gemara starts off in the Afim Gimel, number one, says the Gemara Tanya, a person is obligated. The words of the Gemara are obligated, not it's a nice thing, it's preferred. Obligated, says the Gemara. Chayiv, person is obligated. Levarich Meir Brachas B'chayim, to recite 100 brachas a day. Shenema says in the pasuk, V'ata Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people in last week's parasha, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Yoch, what does Hashem ask of you? What does Hashem want of you? So the Gemara ends off, Ki Yim L'Yiroi, Hashem demands us that we fear Him. So how do you see from this pasuk that he's supposed to make 100 brachas? So Rashi writes in number 2, Ma Hashem Elokecha Kari Bei Meir. Rashi says he's supposed to read the word instead of Ma Hashem Elokecha, what? He's supposed to read it Meir. V'ati Yisrael Meir Hashem Elokecha Shalomecha. Hashem asks of you the number 100. What's 100? That he's supposed to recite 100 brachas a day. So according to Rav Meir in the simple reading of the Gemara, it's a pasuk. It's not an explicit pasuk, but it's somehow referred to in this pasuk that Hashem wants us to make 100 brachas a day. The Mefarshim have a question. If the idea over here is to fear Hashem, where do you come to brachas? So the answer is brachas is what brings a person to fear Hashem. When a person makes brachas properly and he takes brachas seriously, that will lead him to Yiras Hashem. The Gemara continues, Rav Chiya b'reid Rav Avya, Rav Chiya the son of Rav Avya, b'shabso b'yoyim etove, on Shabbos and Yom Tif, Torech umamli buhu b'spermakmi umagdi. That Rav Chiya, when it used to be Shabbos and Yom Tif, he was concerned. How are you going to reach the number 100 on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Shemana Esrei is much shorter. We'll see that normally on a weekday, Mr. Brewer writes, we'll hopefully get to it, that on a regular weekday you can be guaranteed, assuming you daven 3 times and you eat some meals, you'll probably hit the number 100 without worry. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, says Reb Chiya, it's much harder. Therefore, what would he used to do? He would go out of his way to make brachas on Isparmamki Umagdi. What are these two things? So Rashi writes, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't daven a regular 18 brachas. So Torach umimali luhu lemeir brachas. He's go out of his way to get to the 100 brachas. How? Beisperamki umagdi. So Rashi says Isperamki is besamim. He used to go around smelling fragrances and making a bracha on those. You do bench 3 times, but he's still going to be short. We'll work out the numbers. Umagdi mine migodim. He'd eat the delicacies shetuunim brach. So this is really the original source for the Shabbos party experience. You see from this Gemara that you want to get more brachas than on Shabbos. So how do you get more brachas than on Shabbos? You eat more food. So during the meal, everything's covered in the benching. So this is the Makar and Halacha, and we'll see it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Rambam as well. You're supposed to have a Shabbos party. What do you gain by having a Shabbos party? So you come to the Shabbos party, you have cookies and potato chips, and cookies and pretzels are no good, because they're all mezainis. So you really want to have cookies, potato chips, candy, fruit, different types of fruit. This way you can get a chap around another 6-7 brachas to be able to compensate for what you're missing. So that's what the Gemara says. So according to Rashi, the source of this Gemara is from this pasuk. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalim Imach. And Rashi said, Kari Bei Meya. Don't read the word Ma, what? Instead you're supposed to read the word Meya 100. Tosfos, right over there in that Gemara Menachos, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, how do you, again, everyone's trying to figure out, where from this pasuk do you see the number 100? The pasuk says, Ma, what? Where do you get to 100? So Rashi says, it's not really Ma, it's Meya. Okay. Tosfos says over here, V'yesh Mefarshim, Pirsh Rabbeinu Tam, Davi Mole, V'yesh Meya Oisius Bepasuk. Tosfos says, if you count all the letters in the pasuk, Ma Hashem, Elokech Hashem, Imach, it comes out to be 100 letters. There's one problem. It's not. It's 99. You count it. It's only 99 letters. So we got a problem. But Taisa says 99. Okay. Taisa says 100. Then he quotes from Rashi, Ubikuntris Pirish, Altikri Meya Elam Altikri Ma Elam Meya. Rashi says words like that, kari beimeya, but Tosis goes a step further. It's one of those al-tikri. Very often in the Gemara, you'll have a pasuk, where the pasuk reads one way, and the Gemara makes a drasha. Don't read it this way, read it that way. So Tosis says, that's what Rashi holds. When Rashi came to this pasuk, va'ati Yisrael, ma Hashem lekecha, he didn't read it va'ati Yisrael ma. He read it va'ati Yisrael meya Hashem lekecha shel meimach. That new way of reading the pasuk. Now, you'll ask me what difference does it make? It might make a huge difference, lahalacha, to is this actually a chi of deraisa, or this is a chi of derabbanan? When you tell me that this is the right, correct way to read the Torah, does that change? Does that make, that means it that this is what the pasuk is screaming to us? If this is what the pasuk is screaming to us, so then it becomes deraisa. Or not. Or maybe it's one of those, you know, it's a play on words. It's an asmachta. It's not really what the Torah means. Now, Rabbi Yaakov and Emes Yaakov is bothered with the kasha that I just mentioned to you, that if you count all the letters, it will only be 99. It won't be 100. So what's Rabbi Natan talking about? So Rabbi Yaakov writes, "Avalo yadati pirush devreim, ad shematzasi kam b'mincha shai shehevi b'shem sefer kada kemach." He says, "I found the sefer mincha shai, quotes the kada kemach, which was written by Rabbeinu Bechaya, which we'll quote later on, a different piece from him, who says, "V'oy timsa b'pasik tzadi tes oisius." It's only 99 letters. He writes, "V'im toisefes aleph." You gotta add the aleph. Another letter. Sha'omru chazal al tikre ma'a elameya. Timsa mea oisius. Somehow you throw in an extra letter. I would have just answered, you know, like one of those gematrias. It could be one off or something. But the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, no, you have to also the aleph of the al tikri. So that's, again, that's not in the pasuk. That's in the Gemara. But somehow, some way, we come to the magical number 100. Vizel bir divrei ha'Tosfos. Okay. The Marsha in Menachos learns Rashi and Tosfos to be the same pshat, which again is very relevant from a halachic standpoint. The Masha writes, "V'lu l'divrei ma'inir l'kayim pirush Rashi ki pirush Rabbeinu Tam." I would have learned Rashi, even though Rashi says the words "kari beimeya." So Tosfos learned Rashi that he's supposed to reread the Torah. That when the Torah wrote "ma Hashem lekecha," he's supposed to read it "meya Hashem lekecha." Says the Masha, that's not what Rashi means. Rashi really means like Tosfos, that the reason how you get to 100 is because you count the letters. What's the difference? Why am I spending time on this? Because if you're going to read it as one of those al-tikri meya, al-tikri ma elameya, it might be deraisa. If it's going to be counting the letters in the pasuk, it's not going to make a deraisa. If you're going to tell me that I came to the magical number of 100 brachas because I counted all the letters, that's not going to make a deraisa. That's not clearly written in the Torah. So if Rashi is going to be going like Tosfos, the way the Mashal learns, it would be a very difficult sell to assume that Rashi holds mea brachas as a din deraisa. It can still be derabbanan, a smachta, as a remez, but it's not going to be deraisa. So according to the Gemara, the entire source of this din of 100 brachas is a pasuk in the Gemara Menachos. The Tor in number 6 tells us a slightly different version of the story, which makes things more complicated. Says the Tor, the Tanya, this is all in Simin Memvav. This Shaila of Mea Brachas is actually a Simin in Shulchan Aruch. It's one of the Simonim in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Memvav Siv Vav is where it's Sif Gimel is where it's discussed. I can honestly say I actually once got a Shaila about this. Someone once asked me, like, is it really a halacha? Like, you have to really keep this. Now, we'll see tonight, the answer is probably yes, unless you hold like a minority opinion. But it's something that people are not aware of, that's why I thought it would be interesting to talk about. So the Torah writes like this, the Tanya Hayri Meir, in Kotzar Gemara, Meir Brachas Chayiv Adam Levarach B'Choyim. Again, we're seeing the word Chayiv, we're not seeing the word Eitzah Toiva, it's a nice thing. Chayiv means you have to do it. So the Torah writes, you have to make 100 Brachas, V'samchum al Drasha Psukim. And they find their Drasha in the Psukim. V'heshev Ebnu Troi, now Ebnu Troi was from the Goinim. This was the period before the Rishonim, right after the Gemara. So in the Troy writes, Reish Mesifta de Maso Maxi, he was the head of a yeshiva, and he tainas, who made up this 100 brachas? David HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, Tika Mea Brachas. David HaMelech instituted the 100 brachas, as opposed to the simple reading of the Gemara, which would make it a Din Daraisa. Where did David make it up? So he quotes a pasuk, Dechsev Hukam Al, and Ayin Lamed is Begematria Mea. So it's 70 and 30 is 100. Because during the times of David HaMelech, every day 100 people were dying. So Mefarshim say, big deal. When you have a large community, people are going to die. How many people die daily in the Jewish community? If you took all the Jews, probably 100 also. What's the greatest shock? So they give terutzim that they either were very young, or they were all very sudden, unexplained. You know, so 100 people dying in the community is not exactly a reason to have a fast day. That's pretty normal. Again, obviously, Klal Yisrael was much smaller in the times of David than it is today, but the Mefarshim point out that either it was all very young people, some people say it was all male, some people say it was all unexpected, different stories. But whatever it was, It was something that David HaMelech was shaken by. So what did he do? They didn't know. David HaMelech realized it's Baruch, and he said the way to combat this is 100 brachas a day. 100 brachas a day will keep people from stopping to die. Well, okay, and therefore, tiktu chachomim. Chachomim were misakin. Elu ha-brachas al-sidu ha-oilom. V'anagosik l'hashem mei ha-brachas b'chemim. That's what we have brachas ha-shachar. Brachas ha-shachar was to give us more brachas. More brachas gets us to 100 brachas a day to stop the epidemic. Says the Torah, v'tzar kol odom lizor behem. Everyone has to be careful with this. V'ha-poiches al-yifchois do not have less than 100. V'ha-moisif yosif. You want to make more than 100 brachas? Knock yourself out. But definitely not less than 100 brachas. He says, "I call Dover bracha, bracha shetaknoloi kimoshal machomim." He's supposed to make a bracha on everything that happens. So, according to the Torah, it's a very different storyline. It has nothing to do with the pasuk with the Gemara. It has to do with there was an epidemic, and Dover made a takana, and it seems like this takana continues to roll, even though we don't have anyone dying Baruch Hashem today. Nonetheless, it was a takana that stays in place. So, the obvious kash is, how does this Torah work with the Gemara? The Torah tells us that Dover HaMelech made it up. The Gemara sounds like it was a drush from a pasuk, and Rashi and Tosfos are battling to figure out what you see from the pasuk. So where did David HaMelech come? David HaMelech came after the Torah was given. So when the Torah was given, what happened? Between the time of the Torah and the time of David HaMelech, did people make 100 brachas? Was it an obligation? Furthermore, Rav Meir was a Tana Amira. He came way after David HaMelech. What happened between Sinai and David HaMelech and Rav Meir coming along? Was Klal Yisrael not doing it? Was Klal Yisrael doing it? So Rabbeinu B'chaya in the Sefer Kata Kemach is bothered with this kasha. And he writes the following. He says, "Umasha ha you may a brachas amu b'medrash klafisha idiu l'David shay meisim b'shalayim may anoshim b'chayim." He says, "May anoshim." There was 100 men. If you look in the Losh of the Torah, how does he say it? He says it was may nefoshes. What's the difference between anoshim and nefoshes? One implies only men died, and one implies nefoshos, our souls. Could be women also. Now you'll say to me, why does that make a difference? Because we'll have to get to tonight a very interesting shayla. Do women have an obligation to make 100 brachas a day? Or is this only a male experience? Women don't have to. Big machloikas echrin. Right, that's one of the arguments. So one of the arguments they make is, well, if you go like the Lashon of the Torah, that was 100 nefashos. So then women, men, everyone was dying. So if everyone was dying, everyone has to combat it. If you learn it was only men dying, so this was a male experience, so the men have to fix it. But if you take the reading of the Torah literally, that was nefashos, it could have been women. So women also had to have done it. So maybe women are obligated also. It's a very, very big machlokes achareinim. And for women, it's much, much more complicated because most of them are not davening three Shemana Esrei a day. So if the girls are not going to daven three Shemana Esrei a day, they really have to make it up with other brachas throughout the day. And generally, most women don't eat nearly as much as men do, so they're going to have a very difficult time hitting the number 100. So they want to hold that they're not obligated, but it's not so poshut in the slightest.
Don't they have to daven twice a day anyway, Shachar Simon?
They don't have, that's a machloikish v'shoinim, between the Ramban, Magen Avram, what they have to daven, but even if they'll daven... maybe they should, but they don't. Many of them are not. So let's say, for example, they're exempt under the banner of the Torah, like Yom Shem Zalman and other Achraim, right? But they still got to make up the 100 brachas. So where do they make it up? So they're going to have a lot of snacks throughout the day. Now, could be they do. Could be we do. Could be even if we don't have a Shemana Esrei, we still hit 100.
Let's say
Yishtabach, sure, those all count, yeah. Those all count. Well, it's not as many as you think they are, but sure they count. Mr. Brewer, we're going to get to, at some point tonight, Mr. Brewer goes through the whole number. How do you hit the number?
Well, it's not that hard. If you got 18 times 3, is right there. You know what I'm saying?
All right, but if a lady's not davening Shemana Esrei,
what?
If a lady's not davening Shemana Esrei, she has a much harder time. And truth is, we have a hard time on Shabbos. Because in Shabbos, we don't have such a longer and so many brachas. So we'll get to how to get around it. But listen to this. Mordechai Chiddush from Rabbeinu Bachaya. He says a real Chiddush. He writes, so David HaMelech was misakin because of a plague. V'nira, says Rabbeinu Bachaya, one of the great Rishonim, mikolza ki Moshe Rabbeinu yisodim tchila. It first came from Moshe Rabbeinu, which would be the simple reading of the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. Things from a pasuk were the times of Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. But achar kach, shochacham, just people forgot it. People just didn't do it. Amazing thing. The chaza David v'yisodim, and then David brought it back. V'achar kach zman shel David shochacham. And then they forgot it again after David died. V'chazru chachmi ha-talmud v'yisodim. And then Rav Meir brought it back. Unbelievable. Chiddush Rabbeinu Bechaya. So he says there was three stages to this idea. It started off given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu and people just didn't keep it. Then David brought it back and then people stopped. Like I can imagine that once the epidemic stopped, people stopped making the brachas. That's just the tendency of human beings. So then Rav Meir brought it back. So according to him, there was three stages of how this went down. If you look over here, it's amazing. You know, there's a sefer written almost on any topic. There's some terrific swarm There's a fellow in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a sefer called Birchas Esen. It's a great sefer. Mamish. He spent so much time researching this topic of Mea Brachas. So in this sefer, I quote it a lot because he really did a fantastic job of sources from early Gemaras to contemporaries, as we'll quote. He really spent time. He even tries to work in some lumbus to the Shaila. Very, very, a well done job, if I have to say, this sefer called Birchas Esen. There's another popular sefer that I don't have. I've seen it quoted. It's called Mea Brachas Kilchasa. Like everything else is kilchasa. Mea brachas kilchasa. So a topic that to many of us is not even on our radar. There's plenty of swarm written on the topic. So this Eved Birchas Eisen, who did a, must say he did a terrific job on the topic. So he quotes over here from the Yireim, also one of the Rishonim. And the Yireim says the following idea, number 8. He says from the Yireim writes, V'zeh Lushon, he quotes word for word, V'yiras me'lekecha shmor mitzvah asher tzivihu, pirish, parashat v'yayekev, V'at Yisrael ma'ashem lekecha me'imach, V'aminim me'benachas perakat chela, it's how you remeyer, or you may quote a whole gemara, and look what he writes at the end, V'anshe knesa gedoyla tiknu, who instituted making 100 brachas? Anshe knesa gedoyla. When did Anshe knesa gedoyla live? That's the times of Mordechai. That was between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, was Anshe knesa gedoyla. So according to the Yireim, the ones who instituted this was Anshe knesa gedoyla. Now again, it's a pasuk. So we was everyone until Anshe Knesset HaGedolah came to town. Anshe Knesset HaGedolah lived in the times of Mordechai, the times of Purim. That's between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So what was happening till then? No one made 100 brachas? So he writes over here, and this is where, this is just quoting from the Yireim. Here is where the Birchas Eisen starts talking. He says, the Gemara says it's from a pasuk. So he writes, the Rav Meir Rak Kosov Lano Sadin. He says, Rav Meir was repeating the fact. Rav Meir was not the one who instituted it. Rav Meir was repeating an obligation. He writes, it could be the Takana either came from Moshe, or from David, or it came from Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. Doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. It sounds like from the Gemara that Rav Meir is teaching it to us, and he's proving us the source is a pasuk. If the source was David, or if the source was somewhere else, there seems to be a lot missing from the Gemara. Be it as it may, those are some of the possibilities. Either it came from David HaMelech, it came from Moshe Rabbeinu with broken chain in the Messiah, or it came from way later in the times of Anshe Knesset HaGedolah. What status does this obligation have? Is this a chiyuv d'oraisa? Is this a chiyuv d'rabbanon? Is this a minag? What type of obligation is this? So the Stechemed has a discussion about this, where he goes back to Rashi Shita. Let's go back to the Rashi Menachas. Rashi Menachas said that you're supposed to read the pasuk instead of it being Ma Hashem Elokecha, you're supposed to read it Mea. Says the Stechemed, number 9, So the Stechemed declares the Shaila is the Deraisa or the Rabban. So he writes from the Sefer Deiviv Sifsei Yishonim, Del Rashi Shehevi Ateisim Sechz Menaches, Havim in Atayra. Says the Stechemed, quoting from somebody who said that if you go like Rashi's version, as Taismus learns it, that it's Altikri Ma Elameya, that you're supposed to reread the Pasuk, that the Torah is actually telling you the word 100, then it becomes Deraisa. Ulapir Shacherim Havim in the Rabbanon. But others hold it's the Rabbanon. Kach matzasi kasa b'ksivas yad harav meril yokim. V'seva dovi v'yisharim ena matzi atzlili rois. Says the Stechem, I don't have the sefer to look at it inside. But he writes, Heichi mashmalei mipirish Rashi, desav adu menatayru. How can you see for sure that Rashi would hold it's the Raisa? The honuchal shapa loyma duhu asmachta. You could still always tell me it's an asmachta. You can't tell me with certainty that Rashi holds it's the Raisa. So the Stechem is somewhat skeptical to assume that anyone holds it's the Raisa. Either Rashi or Taisvis, he's not convinced that anyone holds its Dairais. But the truth is, it's a real legitimate Machlokes Rishonim. If you look at the Sefer number 10 from Yisoidi Yishurin, Yisoidi Yishurin was written by Reb Gedalia Felder. He was a Rav in Toronto. He had a son who was a Rav in Philadelphia that we quote very often on Hilchas Avelos, Tefilas Kelim. He was already, they're both already Nifter. So he writes in his Sefer Yisoidi Yishurin, he says, V'chir brachas u imi Dairais imi Darban, nechlok Rishonim is it. It's Mamash Machlokes Rishonim if Mea brachas is a mitzvah Dairais. There's so many other things that were so makbid on that are not a deraisa and they're probably not even a derabana. But something which might be a deraisa, most of us are dosh ba'akovav. We don't even think about it. He writes, the dasa bahag, the bal halachas gedolus, mishonim, v'arash ben gavriel, to whom it's the same in atayra. It's a mitzvah deraisa. It's one of the mitzvahs I say deraisa is to make sure you make 100 brachas a day. Now, we mentioned on a regular Tuesday it's pretty easy, but there are days where it's extremely complicated, mainly Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Those are 2 days that's very difficult because you're eating very little. And even in the davening, there's not so many brachas as much as you think. So if it's a chiv deraisa, it doesn't say make 100 brachas only when it's convenient. It says make 100 brachas all the time. So if it's a mitzvah deraisa, you got to be on top of it.
Buy new clothes on Tisha B'Av.
Right. It's not going to help. So then he quotes it from the Rambam and the Ramban, the Ene El Med Rabbanon. The Rambam and the Ramban hold it's only the Rabbanon. But it's still a chiv. The Rabbanon. Ner Chanukah is the Rabbanon. Ner Shabbos is the Rabbanon. Right? We're so machped on that. This is no one knows about. So he writes Benafkimina, says Reb Gedalia Felder, what would there be in Afkimina if it's the rice of the Rabbanon? But Mistapik. Let's say you don't know if you hit 100 yet. You don't know. So we have a rule. Safik deraisa, you gotta go l'chumra. If I think I don't know if I hit 100 yet, so I gotta go l'chumra, I gotta make another bracha. However, if it's only Rabbanon, I can be makel on a safik. That's the way he sets it up. The Klausenberger Rebbe in his Sefer on Chumash, which is a Kavaldika Sefer to read also called Yitziv Piskam, all his farm have the word Yitziv in it. Right? Divri Yitziv is his Shalos and Shuvas, and this is Yitziv Piskam. So in Parshas Ekev, in last week's Parsha, he goes a different angle. And I've seen quite a few Achrayim go this angle, and Mechilas Kvoy Teres, I don't understand it, but he writes the following. We're talking about now whether or not the Chiv to make 100 brachas is the Chiv deraisa or the Rabban. Said the Klausenberger Rebbe, it should depend if davening is deraisa or the Rabban. He writes, "Vini bereishis or iyun nistapakti, b'hachta mei brachas imzechiv teira mehachkra. Is it a chiv deraisa from the pasuk? I smach the ba'alma. It's only the rabbanon. The efshaloi mar says the Klausenberger Rebbe. The talmud machloikis b'shoinim. It's totally another machloikis b'shoinim. Rambam and Ramban im tefila deraisa or the rabbanon. The im tefila menatayra shabi yeshloim mishagam mei brachas chiv menatayra. Avlam ikra tefila mei rabbanon loy mistava loy mishagam mei brachas yemenatayra. It can't be that 100 brachas at the rabbanon and davening is deraisa." Vice versa. It can't be that 100 brachas are the rice and davening is the rabbanon. Mechilas kvoy the klaus of Magreb. I do not understand what one has to do with the other. They're two completely independent obligations, completely different sources. I don't know what one has to do with the other. Davening is davening and brachas are brachas. I'm not sure. The assumption to why davening would be the rabbanon is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for us without asking or something like that. Brachas, the Gemara says. Also, lehenis me'am zebele brachas. I'm not really sure what exactly the comparison is, but this is what the Klausenberger Rebbe thinks initially, that if you're going to hold that davening is deraisa, so maybe 100 brachas will be deraisa. But if you hold davening is only derabbanan, there's no way that davening is derabbanan and 100 brachas is deraisa. So argues the Klausenberger Rebbe.
He's basing most of the brachas on davening.
Yeah, okay, so you'll have to come up with a different number, but in Lomdus, I'm not so sure why those two things should be talazebize. But that's what he writes.
By the way, same way, just like Shmones, where it's 18 brachas, the benching is 5 or whatever it is.
Yeah, we're going to see how many benching are, but benching is going to be a couple. It's not going to be as many as we think, but it's going to be a couple. Yeah. So the Prima Gadim Paskin, Zok the Prima Gadim number 12, quotes the Machloikis Rishayim. V'ayim b'sherish harishim b'rambam, the Kuf brachas the Rabbanon. He thinks that the Rambam holds Kuf brachas are din the Rabbanon. U'b'rambam lo'im mutzos tishayim rehebach. I don't see that Ramban says otherwise. We only know that benching is deraisa. That's machloikis whether or not alam nechi is the gam bechasat teira, but we don't find the kuf bracha. So therefore, it sounds like the Prima Gadim is assuming that it's only a din derabbanan and not a din deraisa. Bechasat teira is a discussion. That's a shaila bechasat teira. Which parts of bechasat teira also is a shaila? Which brachas? Depends if it's v'harev, not with a vav or without a vav. Shulchan Aruch machlokes mechaben ramo. In his sefer, this birchas seisin, he does a terrific job. He writes that Sfarim and Ashkenazim are going to have different numbers because they have machlokes throughout different areas about how do you come up with different brachas. But the Rambam Shita is also, again, so far everyone's saying you have to do it. It's a question of the Reis and the Rabbanon, but it seems like everyone holds you have to do it. So the kasha that he asks in his sefer, and I was waiting for someone to ask this kasha, that if it's a real mitzvah, why is there no bracha on it? We make a bracha before we do every mitzvah, the raisa or the rabban. So why don't you have to make a bracha? Shek the shalom to Yisrael, the varech may a brachas. So he asks this kasha. So we all know the answer. There's a couple of answers. First of all, we don't know if we'll get there. Meaning, let's say, for example, you can't make a bracha until you finish the mitzvah. You don't know if you'll finish the mitzvah. And also, he comes up with this idea that it's a continuous mitzvah. There's no one point when you finish the mitzvah. You finish the mitzvah at the end, and then it's already over. So, okay, he comes up with different creative ideas why there's no bracha. But the kasha at least has to be mentioned. Why is there no bracha on a mitzvah? Every mitzvah has a bracha. The Rambam sheet is also very interesting. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tefila, Chayiv, again, Chayiv, means you have to. Chayiv Adam Levarach Meya Brachas, 100. So we're going to see in a second, the Biskarov is Medaik from this Rambam, only 100. If you don't get 100, you get no credit. No credit. Only 100 or nothing. And you don't have to go more. You don't have to do 101. You hit 100, stop. We saw from the Torah, Kol HaMoisiv Yosef, if you want to make more, no. Says the Rambam, the magic number is 100. If you don't have 100, you get no credit. Says the Rambam, Chayv Adam Levarach, Meya Brachos, Bein Hayoyim V'Halayla, through a 24-hour period, which we haven't yet discussed. When does the clock start? When does the clock start? It's 24 hours. So most of the times, Jewish law, night precedes the day. So normally you would assume the clock starts at night. So let's assume the clock starts when? Seisak Yechavim. Well, when does Seisak Yechavim start? So what happens when you make early Shabbos? So these are all creative shilas, which we'll hopefully get to this evening. Writes the Rambam, Umahein mea brachas. He goes to the whole cheshbon. How do you get 100 brachas? So he writes, Chav gimel bracha, yishimiljana v'perek zeh. You have the 23 in this perek. Goes to the whole list of brachas. I don't want that so much. I want to rewrite b'shabbos v'yam toivim, the second half of the Gemara, which Rav Meir never said. Rav Meir said, make 100 brachas a day. Now, Rav Meir didn't tell you what do you do when it happens on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so he didn't tell you. That was another a person in the Gemara. The Rambam writes, "B'Shabbos v'Yom Tov v'Shatfila Shava Brachas v'Chenam Le'Nischayim b'Shar Hayomim b'Chol HaBrachas." In the times of the Rishonim, some people didn't make all the brachas of Shachar unless it was applicable. Today we make all the brachas of Shachar. So Rambam says, "What do you do?" So then says the Rambam, "You got to make it up. Ketzarich lahash the mea brachas mina peiris. You have to make it up with fruit." Ketzar, oichel ma'at, yerek, you eat a little bit of a vegetable, umavarech lefanu ulacharov, v'chayzav ma'at meprizeh, umavarech lefanu ulacharov. You eat a bunch of different fruits. You eat one fruit, make a brach rishayna, brach achrayna, another fruit, brach rishayna, brach achrayna. Sure, that's a big discussion we have to get to about making bracha shen etzricha. There's a machlokes between the Shlah and the Magen Avraham. Let's say on Shabbos, you're short on bracha, so you say to yourself, you know what? You tell your wife, don't bring out dessert during the meal, bring out dessert after the meal. This way you can make a private bracha on this, and this. Besides for all the shayos that desserts bring in the Suda, she's going to make it after the Suda. So that's a big machlokes, because we'll have to get to that as well. Says the Rambam, how do you make up? So you make it up. But again, you see from the Rambam, you got to make up the number 100, Shabbos, Yom Tov, you got to make up. So Reb Shteinman, in his Sefer on Chumash, in Parshas Ekev, on last week's Parsha, so he quotes over here, which I saw quoted by others, an interesting practice from the Briskura. He writes number 14, V'hinei, they say over the Agriz are you oil the Torah b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov l'Maftir. The Biskurov used to always take Maftir on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Because if he made the brachas on the Torah before the after, all the brachas of the Torah, it would help him get to his number 100. But on Yom Kippur, the Biskurov came to the conclusion he's not going to be able to hit 100 brachas. I feel the tzir of brachas. Even if he makes the Maftir, who are you, Eilu Levi? He would just take Levi, like a regular Levi. Biskarov was a Salavachik. The Salavachiks are all Levim. So the question is, but at least try. Why don't you try to get to 100? So says Reb Shteinman, the Sabar that Takon he Levarch Mea Brachas. The Biskarov held it's 100 or nothing. Avo Kishi Efshel Agil Lemea Einaf Kamina Betisev is Bracham Mitzat Takon. If you're not going to get 100, you get no credit. We would have said, as close as you get to 100. So the Biskurov, no. If you don't get 100, don't even bother. So the Biskurov didn't even bother. Where did the Biskurov get this from? I think he got it from the Lashon and the Rambam. So the Rambam, Chayiv Adam Levarach, Meya Brachas. You got to get 100. If you don't get 100, no credit. So that's a simple reading. It might even be the simple reading of the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like you're supposed to get to 100. But that was the custom of the Biskurov. Shulchan Aruch. So far we have the Rambam sounds like it's a chiyuv. It's a question of the rest of the Rabbanan. What does the Shulchan Aruch write? Says the Shulchan Aruch number 15, Chayiv Adam Levarich B'chol Yoyim Meya Brachos Lepachos. At least 100 brachos. So this Mechaber sounds not like the Briskerov. It sounds like you got to at least hit 100. We'd love it if you hit more, but at least you have to hit 100. So it's black and white. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to make 100 brachos. So it's not even a point of discussion. Every person has to make 100 brachos a day. Until the Birki Yosef came to town. The Birki Yosef was one of the great Svardishas. He lived in Yerushalayim. He lived in the late 1700s. He was Nifter in the early 1800s, but predominantly lived in the 1700s. He comes up with this very big Chiddush, very important Chiddush. In the Birki Yosef, the Chidah, Birki Yosef was also known as the Chidah. The Chidah, I think, wrote around 80-something Svar. He wrote a lot of Svar. So one of the Svarim is called Birki Yosef. That's on a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. And he writes a very, very big Chiddush. Says the Birki Yosef, we just read the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos made two statements. Statement number one was Rav Meir said you have to make 100 brachas a day. Statement number two was Rav Chiya B'Rei Deva Avya said that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you got to compensate with eating Shabbos party and smelling besom. Okay. Says the Birki Yosef, quotes the whole Gemara, in the second line, 16, he writes, Umuchach, da yizor hilishtadal, you have to be careful and try. You think it was easy for Rebbe Chia to have a Shabbos party? It wasn't easy. He had to spend money to buy a Shabbos party. He had to go out and buy some, but he did it because you have to spend money to do mitzvahs. He writes, Omnom, says the Birki Yosef, Kivin the Chazin and the Bishas, Yach is that Davka Reb Chia, Berei de Reb Avya. Why does the Gemara say that only Reb Chia did it? Shouldn't everyone have to have a Shabbos party? Why was only Reb Chia the one having extra food on Shabbos? Everyone should have had to fulfill the Gemara. Says the Birki Yosef, you see, that's not true. You don't have to. It was only Reb Chia was a very Midas Chassidus, he was very pious. He pushed himself to go hear 100 brachas, but you don't really have to. He says, he was very into it. Lamanu, says the Chida, we learn from this Gemara, to It's only midas chasidus. Although the Gemara says chayiv and the Rambam says chayiv and Shulchan Aruch says chayiv, chayiv means if you want to push yourself to be midas chasidus. So it changes the whole playing field. This is why many of us have this idea in our head. You don't really have to do it. Because the chidah, right? We all know the chidah. Mikhi Yosef writes, it's a midas chasidus. Now, there's two problems with this chidah. First of all, it's basically against all the Rishonim. Secondly, if you read the chidah simply, you would assume that the chidah was just saying the Shabbos part is the chasidus. What was the midas chasidus? Not to make 100 every day, that's make a radin. Was to push yourself on Shabbos was the midas chasidus. So if you look over in the Stechemed takes very, very big issue with this Birkei Yosef. The Stechemed lived also in Yerushalayim. He lived about 150 years later than the, give or take, the Stechemed died in 1904. So he lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s, the Stechemed. Stechemed wrote a massive sefer, called Stechemed. It's basically an encyclopedia. It's unbelievable. It's a massive sefer. Stechemed had a lot of atzlach. I don't know if we said the story, it's because I mentioned. The Stechemed said that the reason why he had such atzlach was because when he was in early years in Kailal, he was a mitzuyan. He was obviously a good avreich. And he had a contemporary of his that wasn't so happy with the Stechemed's success and his lack of success. So he made up a story that the Stechemed was having an affair with the cleaning lady, with the Kailal's cleaning lady. Mamisha, real story. He made up such a lavish story. And throughout the entire case, the Stechemed never said anything. He never got up and said, this guy's a bum, he's a liar, I'm a masmer atzim, I'm a tzaddik. Nothing. He didn't say anything the whole time. And even when the cleaning lady came out and said, I was bribed and it's not true, Stechemed said nothing. Stechemed said about himself that after this whole story, he had unbelievable hatzlach in his learning. That's why he became the Stechemed, and that's why he is who he is today. That's the way, at least the story goes. But the Stechemed, his farm are massive. The encyclopedic, it's just unbelievable knowledge that he had. And he didn't live so long ago. He died in 1904. He didn't. We're not talking about he wasn't a rishon in the Stechemed. I was at a speech once, a guy gets up and says, the Stechemed says this and this, and he was a kadmoin. I said, you don't know your history. He wasn't a kadmoin. He died in 1904. That's not a kadmoin. A kadmoin usually means a rishonim or a kadmoinim. He wasn't even early achron. He died in 1904. That doesn't make him, makes him a chashav. He is chas v'shalom. I'm not here to put down the Stechemed, but we should at least have the right years of when he died. In any case, so Stechemed has a piece about this chidah, and he writes at number 17, he writes that the Machzik Bracha, which is also another sefer written by the Chidah, he wrote many svarim, another sefer written by him, and he quotes it, and he says he doesn't understand. He says, "Harei mevur de mashmalei de ein bazek kol kachiv gomrak midas chasidus." The Chidah really thought that there's no obligation at all to make 100 brachas. The whole thing is only if you want to be a pious person. He says, "V'koshken de loy meshichiv natari el da'achrei." He quotes over Yesh the Gamgame. The echi tochen shlo yezek chiv gomrak kol adam. How could it be? How could the Chidah really meant it's not a real obligation? He says, "The echi tochen shlo yezek chiv gomrak kol adam." The loy mi boy ledasa saving the huchiv natari. Well, first of all, if you have all those people that are convinced it's deraisa, so then the Chidah definitely doesn't make any sense. The Chidah is going to tell you that a din deraisa is only a pious thing to do. He said, "Pshit zechayv letrech b'gufa m'mon lekayim." Everyone has to do it, not just for pchiyah. Everyone has to spend money to do a mitzvah. El avu v'men dekin de'ena lechiv d'rabbanon lomol yechayv kol adam kishurayim b'gufa m'mamaynoi kifi yichalosai. And says the Chidah, let's say it's a Durabonon, we don't spend money on Durabonons. A lot of Durabonons cost money, and we still do it. So the Stechemed has a very difficult time understanding this ruling of the Chidah. As does Reb Yitzchak Abadi, who's definitely much later, he lives today in Lakewood. So Reb Yitzchak Abadi has a tshuva in the Sefer Or Yitzchak, where someone asked him, when you read this Chidah, what do you think from the Chidah? Does the Chidah mean that it's only pious to have 100 brachas on Shabbos, or even during the week? Which part is the pious part? It's not clear when you read the Chidah. It sounds like the Stechemed was reading it more on the Shabbos part. But Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi writes, "Tshuva l'daiti ha-chidah, l'das ha-chidah eini roi sofik." It's no doubt in my mind what the Chidah held. "V'kavanosoi gam al yimoy sachol." Says Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi, no. The Chidah meant, even during the week, it's only pious. Then he says that it's a pella. He has the same issue that he doesn't quote the Stechemed, but he says he doesn't understand what the Birkei Yosef means. How can you learn it's only Midas Chasidus? Look in the Gemara, look in the Rambam, look in Shulchan Aruch, look in the Rishayim. It's clearly not like that. And therefore he comes out at the end, if you skip to the end, he writes, Al Kain. He says, Im Kain, Eich Ef Shaloy Meshachol Inya Meya Brachas Midas Chasidus. How can you say that? Why doesn't anyone say that all the Brachas HaShachar are only if you want to be pious? First of all, David HaMelech's takonas have a status. Things that were made up by David HaMelech are not chasidus, or takonas Ezra, something was made by Ezra, something made by Moshe Rabbeinu, something made by Ashkenaz HaGdoilu, whoever was the institutor of it, it doesn't make it midas chasidus. He writes over with MS Sheikh Divra Khida Kipshutam Tmuy Moid. The simple reading of the Khida is very hard to understand. Ukvatamu Allah Akhrim, other Akhrim Mariasis, i.e. the Stechem. So Bitzriabari and the Stechem both don't understand the ruling of the Khida. So it would lead me to believe we don't assume like the Khida, we assume like everyone else that this is a real obligation. Whether it's Teraisid or Rabban, it's Machoikis, but it's definitely a real obligation, not a Midas Chasidus. The Bach has a line over here, a couple of lines, where he comes out to say that not only is it an obligation, but you need to do this in order to make sure everyone stays safe. This is a safety precaution. These 100 brachas are there to ensure our own safety. So we shouldn't take lightly the 100 brachas. It really has the power of a safety mechanism. Then in number 20, Rabbi Gedalia Felder quotes over here from other people who say, what's so special? How'd they get the number 100? What's 100? So he writes over here, number 20, V'hadim b'varchim mea brachas elu. What's 100? So he says, kotzom achreinim, mishum z'bechol esa yesh kedusha. Every time you hit the number 10, there's always something special. V'ha'maisa min ha'maisa hu kodesh kedoshim. But ma'isa min ha'maisa, a tenth of a tenth, is even higher. V'chol ha'brachas heim or ha'chayzal ha'mshich me'al shefa brachas. Each bracha is important. V'chein onu ma'mshichim me'oim mikuroim me'koit she'a kedoshim. So we go to the holiest of holy, 10 times 10. It gets us to 100. And that's extra, extra holy, and that's how we get to the idea. And then he adds the rekeach. What did the Rishonim adds? Shehim boyim lahagin al tzadiches kolas eksuv mishta teira. The 100 brachas protect us from the 98 curses that are in mishta teira. Ugeshetidrish gam choli v'chol makeh. And if you also learn that when it says in the pasuk any choli, any sickness, and any wound, now you have 100. So now we got a skula. Forget chiyuvim. This always sells a lot better than chiyuvim. It's a skula. 100 brachas a day prevents 100 klalas a day. Skula to make 100 brachas a day. And Shlomo Zalman, in number 22, in Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman was quoted very often when people came to him in bad situations when they had tzaras. Shlomo Zalman would tell them, Shlomo Zalman used to give advice to those people that are in a difficult predicament. What should they do? He would tell people, make sure to make 100 brachas a day. Why? Because we saw from David HaMelech, 100 brachas a day keeps away people from dying. So it's a skula. So Shlomo Zalman would encourage people that were going through difficult time to be extra careful with making 100 brachas a day. So till now, we're of the opinion that this is a real obligation. But I found this, or this Birkas Eisen did me a favor, and he found this chiddush from Rabbi Yashiv, which it's back and forth if Rabbi Yashiv did say it, didn't say it. That's always the problem with statements from Rabbi Yashiv. It's because Rabbi Yashiv put very little into actual print, so we don't really know what he actually thought. It's everyone people asked him. And if you ever watch people ask Rabbi Yashiv Shailas, he's on the go, he's moving, they're asking questions, you know, he's responding. So there's a lot of conflicting reports in anything you hear b'shem Rabbi Yashiv. So in this one, he quotes a chiddush from Rabbi Yashiv. He says in the Sefer, I couldn't find the Sefer, Birchas Hayrei. He writes, Shadasa gun Rabbi Yashiv Shalit, Shadim mea brachas einachiv gomer. The Yashivel, the 100 brachas is not a real obligation. Rakshiyesh l'cholech l'shtadol hashlemei brachas. Rabbi Yashiv learned, similar to the Birkei Yosef, that this is not a real obligation. This is like one of those you should do. That chayiv doesn't mean you have to. It means you should try your utmost to do it. B'chach pirish es divrei Shulchan Aruch. That's the way he learned the Shulchan Aruch.
So he's definitely arguing on the Brisker
Rav
also.
I would have assumed the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. He's learning that chayiv doesn't mean you have to. It means you should try. That's the way he's learning it. Which is similar to the way the Birkei Yosef came out. But it seems to be not so, I think most people don't assume not like him. But I did find something interesting that he quotes over here from the Rambam in the Tshuva. The Rambam wrote a Shas and Tshuva Sefer called Pa'as Hador. So there the Rambam says something very important, and it's something that we should remember. Although we're now very into, or hopefully we should walk away from this year saying, wow, this is a serious thing, says the Rambam, be careful. It's one of those Yotzas Charbe Afseidi. If you're going to make the brachas, and you're going to just recite brachas not correctly, then you're not gaining anything. The idea of making 100 brachas a day is supposed to bring you to Yerushalayim. If you just, you know, speed through the bracha and you don't really understand what you're saying, so you're really wasting your time. So he quotes of him the Rambam in his Sefer, Chas and Chuvas, Pa'ar Hador. He writes, "Umeinyan kriyas hamei brachas bechipazim umehiris harezet toz gemura." You're making a big mistake. You want to make 100 brachas, so you're going to make them, but you're not saying them correctly. You're not focusing on the words, and you're not thinking about what they mean. Umishenem mechiach hachazonim alzo ischoite. You have to give musa to the chazonim about this. All this type of serving Hashem to talk, it's not just lip service, say the words. You're supposed to know what you're saying. That when you make a baruch, ata Hashem, it means something. Whether you're asking something or you're praising him, or you saw a pa'ala v'chasidov, Let's say like today, you could have got a lot of brachas today between the thunder and the lightning. You could have got a lot of extra brachas today. But you, whatever the brach is, it's somehow praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're not getting that, says the Rambam, you're making a big mistake. So this is an important balance that although we're now going to have this thing like, you know, watching the clock to make sure we had 100, we got to make sure the 100 brachas are it's not just, it's a quality, not just quantity. We want to get a good 100 brachas. Ah, so we got to get to that right now. Okay. 7 minutes or less. Here we go. The Mishtabura writes the 7 Menvav. He goes through the numbers for us. How do we get to 100? How do we get to 100 brachas a day? So the Mishtabura does us a favor. He runs through the numbers. He says, first of all, first interesting point of the Mishtabura, and Achrenim bring rayas to this lahalocha, says the Mishtabura number 23, Hatam. Why do we make 100 brachas? The fisha hayu mesim b'choyei mein afashis miYisrael, because there was a plague where 100 people were dying. Tikkun David al zeh levarach mei brachas b'choyei. Okay. He didn't quote the Gemara, he quoted David HaMelech. So therefore, there are those who believe if he's quoting David HaMelech, he probably holds it's not the right, it's only the Rabban. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hineh, b'chol yoyim onu b'varachim oy yoyisim me'ah brachas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should know, on a regular day we make way more than 100 brachas. That's good to know. Ketzad. B'layla, at night, k'shahalach lishem b'varach ha'mapil. Okay, for most of us, that one's out. Okay, so that's we're already starting negative. But if you notice from the Mishnah Berurah, if you notice from the Mishnah Berurah, he starts with the night. So this is quoting from the Beis Yosef. That means the Mishnah Berurah holds the clock starts at night. That's when the clock starts for the count. So we start at night. So you got a mapil. Okay, now you're in the morning. So you got two. Another six for the Berchas Hashachar. The Berchas Hashachar. V'shalosh brachas al ha'tayr. You have three. The dasa ramot only according to the ramot. That's three according to the mechaber. It's less. Hari Esm Shtayim, up to 22. Okay? Ubrichas Tzitzis Utfilin. Now we have Tzitzis and Tfilin. Now again, Tzitzis and Tfilin for Ashkenazim is 3. For Sfarim it's 2. They only make one bracha. They don't make two brachas on the Tfilin. Sari Oy Cholish. So we have another 3. Now if you're noticing, who's going to have a trouble with these numbers?
Women.
Women are going to have trouble. They don't make the Tzitzis and they don't make the Tfilin, so they're going to have trouble. Okay? The Fimin Agenish Uvarchin Shtayim al Tfilin.
So then they're not going to get the Shmona Esrei 1?
No, that they could. They could daven, but they're not going to make a bracha on the tzitzis and the tefillin. So they're going to have to eat a lot, which they usually don't do. So we're going to be back to square one. So far, says Mr. Brewer, we're up to 25. Okay, we're at 25. Then we have Baruch Sh'amar and Yishtabach. That's another 2. U'birchas Kriyash Mashachos V'arvis. Im Birchas Yirui Neinu. Now again, for those people who skip the last bracha, you lose another one. So you got to keep that in mind. So that means you got to have another food on your way out. So now we're up to, says Mr. Burr, up to 35. The Chamishim v'sheva brachas the Shalosh Tfilos, Haretishim Shtayim, 92. Okay, so 92 just with davening and going to the bathroom. Now this is without going to the bathroom throughout the day. The person goes to the bathroom 5 times in the day, he's got 5 Hashayotzars. Here's where it gets interesting. U'b'shtei sudei shesoad, achas arvis v'achashachus, Mr. Burr assumes you only have supper and one meal during the day. Today we're makbet that much more than that, so we're okay. But he writes, you have 16. Yeshesh esrei brachas ki b'chol sud yeshmoyne brachas. Each meal you have 8 brachas. How? Alon tis adayim va'amaytzi v'av brachas shebrachas amazin. Slight problem. Most of us in the frum community have what's called benching itis. We do not want to wash because we don't want to bench, and therefore we go around every chance we have not to bench and wash. So that's a problem because if we're just going to eat snacks, so again we'll get a snack. The bracha Hushen and the bracha Achreina, but we're not going to get the Netil Sedayim, we're not going to get the benching. So the answer, the answer to that is we eat more today. The answer today is we eat much more today. In the times of the Mishnah Berurah, it was meals. Like, it's clear like that. If you go through the Sugya of Hilchos Brachas and you talk about Kviyas Suda, they didn't have snacks. They had meals. Today we have a lot of snacks throughout the day. I'm not even sure if today we really have meals anymore. I just think today we have a lot of snacks. Throughout the whole day, everything is just one big snack. Slice of pizza at 2 o'clock in the afternoon is a snack. The Danish, it's not, and it creates a slew of problems from a halachic standpoint of how to figure out Kviyas Suda. But nonetheless, today we're better than that because we don't have so many, we don't have, let's say, the meals, but we have snacks throughout the day. Says Mr. Brewer, and if you bench ala kois, which we had to share about that not so long ago, whether or not you should or shouldn't, which most of us do not, so then you get another one. That helps also.
Well, I want 2.
Right, it helps more, but most of us,
so you get 2,
you get 2 more brachas. The problem is no one does it today. Right? No one does it today. So that's back to square one. Hare b'sacha kol meyo shmoneh brachas. Says Mr. Brewer, you got 108 extra room, good to go. It's interesting. He doesn't mention Ashiyatza throughout the whole day. You would assume someone goes, you gotta go to the bathroom some point through the day. He just has one in the morning and that's it. I would assume most of us, we got a bunch of Ashiyatzas throughout the day. So I don't know. I don't understand it. Okay, so we're so far good to go. Oh yeah, we're running out of time. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Part two, I think we're going to have to. Says the Mishnah Berurah, fine, so on a regular day you don't have to worry. Even on a fast day, you're short one meal. Why are you short one meal? Because on a fast day, you don't eat the breakfast, but you eat the night before, and then you'll eat the next night. You still get it. On Shabbos, you're short 13. So you got to have Shabbos party, as we mentioned. If you get nothing out of the yeshiva besides the obligation to have Shabbos party, it's already kedai. In my house, I'm very makbid on Shabbos party. I think it's a big zach. Now you can even argue that maybe buying the food for Shabbos party might be a part of buying for mitzvah. So maybe it's not cheshbon into your account. So I think Shabbos party is a big zach. It's not something that only little kids should have. I think everyone should have Shabbos party, because if you have Shabbos party, you're guaranteeing you're making more brachas. Which might be a speculation by Alma of why a lot of people like to have kiddushim on Shabbos. If you have a kiddush on Shabbos, so then you get much more. If you go to a kiddush after shul, so you make a bracha on the cake, and then you make a bracha on some other stuff, which again, it itself is a big shaila, because it's very possible that if you make a bracha on the wine, you don't make a bracha on the schnapps and on the soda that you drink, which itself is a shaila. But in any case, maybe that's why people make kiddush.
And then if you make a bracha on it,
and then you go home again.
Another kiddush.
Yeah, about it. That's why people are so much. Yeah. Says him, okay, maybe we'll stop here. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to take us through some of the other, but some of the things we still need to discuss, and we didn't discuss yet, is what about women? What about women? And when does the clock start? Let's say you make early Shabbos. Many of us make early Shabbos this time of year. So we're going to come home, and we're going to daven Ma'ariv, and we're going to have our Suda, and we're going to count all those brachas towards which day? So do those count for Shabbos, or do those count for Friday? It's going to make a big difference. So we're going to have to discuss that. We'll also have to discuss a little bit more about Yom Kippur. I don't know if it's enough for a whole nother share, so I'll have to figure something else to talk about. Okay, we'll have to talk more about this, but it's an important topic. Me'ah brachas b'chol yom.